Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, today we're going to talk about ticks and fleas, and we're going to talk about them in that order because the ticks are terrible. One thing I want you to remember about ticks that maybe you've forgotten, and that is ticks are not insects. They are part of the arachnid family. So they are the same area as spiders. So since they're not insects, insecticides alone don't take care of ticks. That's why they're so hard to deal with. Within the last 3 years, we've had two fall hatches of ticks. We always have them in the spring and they hatch, but sometimes the weather's just right and we get a fall hatch. And when that happens, the tick population absolutely explodes. That's what's going on right now. I had a fellow come in almost a month ago, said he'd taken his dog down to a farm pond to fish, sat down there for a couple of hours fishing, had a good time, got home and found 80 ticks on his dog and 30 on himself. So believe me, the ticks are out there. We're seeing ticks on almost every dog that comes in who's been out in any kind of tall weeds or people who have tall, big trees in their yard. So let me tell you, there are a lot of ticks out there. One of the things that you need to be aware of is if you get a tick embedded in you, the tick actually has glued himself into your skin. Remember when you drink a Coca-Cola out of a glass with a straw? You suck it up, and then when you quit sucking, what's left in the straw goes back down inside the drink. Well, that's what happens when a tick sucks your blood. They suck for a while, then they let go. The blood that's still in their nose, in their little needle proboscis is what it's called, goes back down into your system, and that's how they transfer disease. And of course, around here, deer ticks are our biggest tick population, and they do carry Lyme disease. Ticks are a big problem, not just because they get on you and suck your blood. I think that probably fleas are going to show up in about 2 weeks. They're always a couple of weeks behind the ticks, and the ticks were out really early this year. So my guess is 2 weeks we're going to see the fleas. What do you do about them? Well, you need to prevent them, first off. Try not to go in the areas where they are. If you want a lot of ticks, why, just come out to the wellheads out here by the Little League Diamond. Be sure you walk across the grass, and by the time you get to the other side, you'll probably have 50 ticks on you. It's a really loaded spot to get them. Fleas, however, are going to come along a little bit later, but to prevent or to treat, however you want to look at it, we use Frontline as our primary source of treatment. One of the reasons we use Frontline is, number one, it works well, and number two, we can get it to you for a reasonable price. In our office, if you buy a 3-pack, you get a fourth one free. Buying it that way, you get it for the cost of about $11. I was at Sam's not too long ago one day, and I looked, and theirs was $39, which is $13 a dose, and that was for the real Frontline. Don't get involved with the fake Frontlines. Those are the ones that probably aren't going to work very well. We've talked about that a couple times before. Frontline does seem to work quite well, especially for ticks. Once in a while, you'll have a tick that will still get attached to your dog. That is true. But even then, the numbers are much, much less. It kills most of the ticks before they get a chance to attach. So one of those things that you need to be aware of is how to put that product on. It says on the label, put it on the skin. That doesn't mean on top of the hair. That doesn't mean stick it down in between the hair and hope you got it on the skin. It means take a comb, part the hair, get it on the skin. The reason you get it on the skin is because it travels through the skin and translocates into the oil glands, and as the oil comes up on the hair, it brings the medicine. 48 hours after you put it on your dog, every single hair in your dog's body is covered with medicine. Flea or tick walks along, rubs it off, dies because of the exposure to the drug. You can pet your dog, you're much bigger, and also you don't have the same neurotransmitters that cause the flea and the tick to die. Sometimes we want to try other things to get rid of our fleas, like giving them a shampoo bath or dipping them. One of the things you always have to remember is that if you kill every flea on your dog, you've only killed 5% of the fleas in your environment. 95% of the fleas are either eggs, larva, or pupa, which is a cocoon if you're talking about butterflies. 5% are adults. So giving your dog a bath to get rid of fleas doesn't really do anything. Give him a bath tomorrow, he's going to have fleas the next day. Give him a bath that day, he's going to have fleas the next day. That is not a good way to control. You need a product like Frontline or Advantage. This is Dr. Leonard at Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street. And as always, our number is 243-2121. And our special is good through the end of the year, as near as we know. The companies can stop that anytime they want. See you next week.